The National Association of Tax Professionals, based in Appleton, says the IRS is moving in 2,400 auditors for the 2005 tax season. The IRS is also using upgraded computer systems that can more readily detect unusual reports or inconsistencies in filed returns. Among particular groups that will be more tightly scrutinized are non-filers, offshore credit card users, high-risk high-income taxpayers, and married spouses who file separately. Cindy Hockenberry is a tax information analyst for the NATP. She says while the tax system is a voluntary system, some people take that to mean optional when choosing to list some items and exclude others.
Therefore, it's okay to report only the income you want to report, deduct the expenses that you want to deduct, and that's not the case. The Internal Revenue Code is in place to ensure that everybody pays the amount of tax that they're required to pay. And because the IRS has found through their own auditing process that that's not always the case, they feel that they have to go down some other avenues to collect the revenue that's due the Treasury Department.
The NATP says last year's audits brought in $43.1 billion, nearly $6 billion more than 2003. Both the NATP and the IRS advise taxpayers to be thorough and honest in filing taxes. Always. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.